This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Ethiopia is voting in the greatest electoral test yet for Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The election comes as war and logistical issues mean ballots won't be cast in more than 100 constituencies of the 547 across the nation. The election is also the centerpiece of a reform drive by Abiy, whose rise to power in 2018 seemed to signal a break with decades of authoritarian rule and led him to winning a Nobel Peace Prize. But opposition groups have accused authorities of harassment and threats of violence that echo past abuses. Abiy's Prosperity Party is widely expected to cement its hold on power in the legislative elections. Iran's president-elect says he's not willing to negotiate over Tehran's ballistic missile program, nor its support of regional militias. Ibrahim Raisi made the comment at a news conference on Monday after winning Iran's election last Friday in a landslide. The United States is hoping to get Iran back into Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The U.S. also had hoped to negotiate over other issues as well. The president-elect also said he is not willing to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden. Afghanistan's former president said Sunday the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation. Now, he says, the U.S. is leaving nearly 20 years later, having failed at both. In an interview with the Associated Press just weeks before the last U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at its highest point and the departing troops are leaving behind a disaster. You can read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News.